Okay, it is 6:14 p.m. on Tuesday, August 25th, 2020. We'll call the Common Council meeting to order. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call, please.
Weigel.
Here.
Vargas.
Here.
Pepit.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
Romano absent.
If any of you are the minutes from our last meeting on August 11th, were there any changes or corrections? I did notice Okra was misspelled in the first major paragraph there, the OCRA. Any other changes or corrections? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
Second.
Okay. Motion by Jenny, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Next up is resolution number 2020-24. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Walt, seconded by Dan. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Please read resolution 2020-24 by title only.
Resolution 2020-24, a loan resolution.
Okay. So this is the loan resolution for our sewage works bonds. Rosie, do you want to give any more information than what you gave?
Actually, what this is we did the Okra grant, and we also did the USDA grant, and these are both of those combined. I don't have the paperwork how much it was, and we've never really closed on this yet. So that's what this is. It's getting ready to do a closing on it.
Okay. So this is a formality in the process of both USDA and Okra.
Yeah.
Okay. Questions regarding the resolution? Do I have a motion to approve resolution number 2020-24 on, I guess, first and only reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, seconded by Jenny. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Next up is the job description for park maintenance supervisor. Mark.
So I asked you for the Board of Works permission to hire the last time and gave you permission, but then we took that job description and we just made a couple additions to it. The highlighted part we added and changed, and so we weren't going to. She had it advertised, she had the wrong one up, and I had her pull it down. And then we looked at this again and made those changes. So we'll put it back up later this week.
And I apologize. I misspoke. I said the maintenance supervisor. This is not. This is general, just park maintenance.
Yes.
I apologize. I misspoke on that.
So some of the things that were in the last one that took out, it had a answering telephone. Mm-hmm. It had use of a copy machine. And it was just some stuff that really they weren't going to do. So we took that out. I think we added Bobcat in there, and just some things that aren't major changes. So that's just wanted to make sure that you guys were okay with that before we advertised it.
Questions of Mark? Do I have a motion to approve the position description for park maintenance as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Dan, seconded by Walt. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Department head reports, Kelly.
We're going to be doing some demo out front of City Hall on the sidewalk possibly this week. We're going to meet with Troy, Flowtech, Ryder Electric, and Tom Friend. Tom has interest in the sprinkler system lines underneath and around the property, and we need to talk with him about that. We're going to probably start the project as soon as all the locates are done. We'll get that, and then we'll work with Flotec to when we form the sidewalk, and we'll probably do upwards of 4 different pours on that. We'll have some help from one of Sean's guys that has some concrete experience, and probably 6 of us will be working on that, along with Flotec, to put the PEX line in before we pour it back in. And then they're, I think, putting a new boiler system in City Hall for ice melt purposes underneath the sidewalk. So I'm hoping that we can get it tore out, get it formed, and possibly be pouring by Monday or Tuesday of next week. And like I say, we'll probably have upwards of four different pours in there. We're probably going to eliminate the steps going out towards Chauncey and Market, and just make that a ramp transition. So be some coordination efforts with those people I mentioned, and hopefully we can get it done. I think Troy was planning on moving the drop box for utility bills over along the Chauncey Street entrance, and that'll be set over there for a while until we get the front entrance back open. So we'll put plywood up along the glass doors so we don't take any chances of breaking the glass while we're doing the demo work. And then we'll have some restoration after all that with the grass, and because we got to get the concrete trucks up, probably driving through the grass, may get some plants from Sean, hopefully, to lay those fiberglass planks down, if that works. So we'll do the best we can to keep from tearing things up, but might have to do a little change. So that's all I have right now.
As a reminder, that's the project that is kind of, yeah, twofold. Is first to, I guess first and foremost, to level off that sidewalk with some of the red concrete bump ups and all those kind of things, so that this will level it out to kind of take away the safety concerns there. And then second is to decrease the amount of, you know, snow removal and things like that we're going to have to do in front of that. The county government center has this in front of their property on Van Buren Street, and they actually just installed it right over here in front of their garage. So two purposes, but really appreciate, you know, our crews that are going to be there doing a lot of this to save us actually a lot of money out of pocket for the demolition and the repouring and stuff. So good, talented crew with concrete. So questions to Kelly?
As soon as he decides a definite date, tomorrow, whenever, we're going to see if we could put something on paper.
Yep, we'll be notifying the public about it. So if you get questions, could be as early as tomorrow, it could be next week. We don't really know. Yes, Sean?
I know we're putting drop box on the Chauncey Street side. Are we going to leave the doors open after hours then?
No. What I want to do is he's going to set it on a timer, that it's open from 7:30 till 4, then it'll lock.
The doors.
Yeah, the doors.
Yes.
They'll lock, and then I'm going to have a message down there. If they need somebody, they're going to have to call dispatch to let them in, because I don't want people wandering around.
So the drop box will be out 24/7, but the actual doors will be open to the public. Yeah.
After hours, we'll use the drop box.
Yep. The biggest challenge is going to be for those individuals that maybe can't traverse steps. That's going to be a challenge. So we're going to have to be, you know.
If they need to come in.
Yes.
ADA.
Yes. So we may just have to, at least in the interim, say, you know, if you need assistance, call this number kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like during hours, if you will.
Right.
That may be
okay.
Something. So, yeah. And again, I don't anticipate this is going to be a 3-month project by any means. Obviously, we're going to try to get it done fairly quickly. So
I think best case scenario is by the end of next week it would be, you know, done, except for reseeding, you know, things like that. But I think we could, and we have to pull like some of the round poles out to get the concrete trucks in there too,
yeah.
like off the Market Street side to pull up to the landscaping.
Yep.
And so we got to do some things like that. But we're going to barricade that off so nobody can park on the Market Street side.
Okay.
Yeah, because we're going to have to take trucks in and
yep.
out of there to load them.
Yeah.
We'll probably take the Bobcat with forks and try to actually do panel removal yep. instead of like busting up a bunch of pieces.
Sure.
That might make a little cleaner.
Yeah,
too,
absolutely.
So.
Great.
Great. Yeah.
Questions? Okay, thanks, Kelly. Mark.
So we have gone into the concession stand and demoed the whole inside of that. It's about 80% done. So it just looks like one large room now. So the hope is in October we'll be working on making those all bathrooms. Still waiting to get permits stuck back from the state, which that's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
The Aquatic Center is open on weekends until Labor Day. That's the last day, it's Labor Day. So I think that's September 6th.
Yeah, 2 or 3 weekends. Yeah.
The hot weather obviously determines how busy we are, and this hot weather been good for us, but
and that's only Saturdays and Sundays. It is not Fridays.
It's
right?
just Saturdays and Sundays. Yes, and then Labor Day will be Monday, so it'll be open on that Monday.
Oh, gotcha.
JFL is going on. They're doing a good job gathering everybody's. Everybody has to have the temperature taken before the practice, and a lot of disinfectant given out to all the. We gave disinfectant to all the kids and bottles, and they're taking care of the equipment and things like that.
Sure.
So they're trying to do what they can. We'll be advertising a new position here soon, and then. Pickleball bathrooms, which I was kind of started to mention to you, since we put the pickleball courts in, they have been used an unbelievable amount. I mean, Tad, you've seen it. Every morning and every night, there are groups of people there using them. And the range, age range goes from literally 8 to senior citizens, 80s. And I'd say majority of them are retired. But this problem is when they built our aquatic center, they put doors on the back doors that had time locks on them, which is great because we can time them to open when the pool's not open. But the locks on the inside of the pool are bolt locks. So if those aren't locked, then you could just go into the pool, and that's a big liability. So I ordered 2 locks this week to go inside, and we'll be able to time those so that they can be open all the time for the people playing pickleball when the pool's not open.
Gotcha.
So they were really happy about that. So I was there last night and told them that. And then Patriotic Park, over by the water tower, kind of want to get it out there. That playground is going to get removed probably sometime in September, and then it gets replaced in October. That was one of our budgeted items to replace that playground. It's not in great shape at all. This playground will be... It's a total of $30,000, but it's different than most of the playgrounds we have. I'm kind of curious to see how it gets used. It's not a highly used playground now, but I do think that this playground will attract people there. So I'm kind of curious to see how that goes. But
is there a theme to it or not really?
It's red, white, and blue.
Okay.
Not the Patriotic Park.
Yeah.
And it has a lot of climbing features.
Hmm.
And I think it's going to be some more skills than what you get from a regular playground to maneuver around on it.
Okay.
There's a large silo on it that you climb. So it just looks interesting to me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's all I have.
Question to Mark. Thank you. Sean.
So we're finishing up a project on Columbia Shores. We took the mayor's hour down.
Nobody was home, probably.
Actually, I don't think they got to that one. But only have one transformer left to transfer over, so that project's coming along nicely. Then we're going to start working on bypassing the automatic transfer switch at Parkview Hospital. That switch was installed 15, 16 years ago. Whenever we engineered that project, there's no bypass for that. The switch has any sort of issue, there's no way to bypass it. come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm thinking I've got to do a system study to make sure our circuits can handle the amount of voltage and load that those solar panels will offer. So we're doing that tomorrow, but we're hoping in March to have a ribbon cutting, and all of you guys will be involved, obviously, in getting that online.
Great. Question to Sean. Thank you. Mike.
Right now we've got all our meter setters done. We're going to build some more houses. We wanted next week to put a valve in on Main Street there for the jail. After today's little accident, I'm not sure if they're going to have Main Street closed down. They were supposed to have it starting next Monday.
Yep.
Closed down for 2 weeks, and we were going to use that as our benefit. But right now it's in that.
Yep.
Here.
Okay. Question to Mike. Thank you. Terry.
Well, SES has got all the lines run from the fire station for that conversion over for the Cat 6. It all has to still be terminated and then terminated in the server rooms. Hopefully, the next week or so, that'll finish up and that'll be done. We're also working on the conversion of the front door on Chauncey Street to a card reader. That work is still in process. I think Ryder's waiting on some conduit that they would use for it. So until that comes in, I think that's just going to sit until they get that in. So that's all I have.
Got to have it spent before December 31st. Got to have it spent before December 31st.
Boy, we'll have it done.
Okay. Question to Derek. Thank you. Chip.
I don't really have anything. Just send your prayers out to the families that were, you know, had a rough day today. It was kind of a shock to the city, I guess, and just a long day. So yeah. Other than that, I know some of our employees aren't here because of it. I think it took a toll on some of them. So it's quite a traumatizing experience. So other than that, no.
Questions to Chip. Thank you. Couple of things for your information. Obviously, the events of today, I sent you all the press release and certainly tried to keep you up to date with the information of what was going on. It's a bad day, really bad day, and so we're going to continue to work with Crosby Excavating and R.E. Crosby together as they continue to work on our long-term control plan project whenever they get back to the job, and just make sure that we are doing what we got to do on our side and go from there. But let's just not have one of those again. A couple other things for your information. Dale from the EDC and I may be having an interview with Wayne TV at some time in the near future about US 30. So again, it'll be the same thing you guys have heard for the last 18 years now, but continuing that process. Friday, I have a proclamation regarding for Daughters of the American Revolution, and then we're also going to do lunch with the mayor. On that day. This Saturday is the Passages 5K. I think that's going to be at the park. Is that right, Mark? Passages 5K. I will tell you, so obviously the city's going to be closed for Labor Day, obviously. But the next maybe it is. Okay. So I thought I was going to be gone at the next meeting, although my calendar is not saying that's true. So maybe I will be here next time. So anyways, neither here nor there. It doesn't matter. But point of the matter is that, you know, outside of, you know, what happened today, I think for the most part we're still moving forward with things, and we're going to keep doing what we got to do. We did have, as you may have heard, we had Gene Childers come to the Board of Works to basically give us a status update of where he is with that house that's on South Main Street that got hit, and then the Board of Works approved demoing the front half of that with the caveat that he'd be building new on the where that
demo was. We didn't get a real good answer from him today, so we'll astutely put him on every 2 weeks. He has to give us an update. So we're going to keep a finger on him and see what we can try to get progress there, because I'm sure you guys have had questions. I know I have. Dan, I know you reached out. You've had too. And so we're going to go from there. So, Ruth.
Are they doing the Veterans Marathon this year?
Yes. We don't have a street closing, do we?
We haven't had anything at all.
Yeah.
It's getting kind of late.
We still got 2.5 months.
Yeah, that's...
It's not snowing yet.
It's not snowing yet.
Oh, I was just curious, and I know you were talking about
yeah.
the 5K.
Yeah.
Finishing up the audit, you guys will be getting a notice this week, unless you've already got it, to attend, if you're wanting to attend the exit conference next week.
It's the 10th at, 8 a.m.?
Yeah,
so... Basically, they just go through and what their findings were from the audit. Most of the time, it's minor things that, you know, an overdrawn balance here or a policy change here, things like that. Most of the time, it's good. So, free to attend if you want or not. That's fine, too.
That's it.
Last council meeting, I kind of give you a short, brief update on the Whitley County Sewer District. All the paperwork was submitted to for SRF funding. The city's very familiar with that process. We got word back that they took the top three candidates that met the requirements and that they feel was the three most important. Our submittal was number four, so we didn't make it. But it was just one below. So what that means is come next year, we should be in the top three based upon we didn't make the top three this year. But that's always subject to change, as we all know. So right now, for the rest of the year, there'll be a lot of stuff behind the scenes going on, but there'll be no, I don't say physical work or design work. This is for Whitley County. The city is not being impacted at this time, and if we was, it was more of a contractual connection to the environment. So... just want to give you an update on that.
Thanks, Paul. Dan?
I have nothing.
Jim?
Okay.
Ed? I did remember one more thing. At Portal Works, Leslie Blakely was here from Columbia City Connect. She did let us know that the September 26th barbecue cook-off was canceled. So that will not be happening downtown. Is Lemonade Day still happening?
It's been canceled for downtown area. They're allowed to do it, but it's going to be live streamed.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that won't be happening downtown either. And the other thing for your information is
October 2nd?
Yes. October 2nd is planned to be the opening of Oakey Alley. So kind of star that date on your calendar. It'll be potentially, possibly.
I'll have a time.
Ribbon cutting and stuff.
Yeah.
Is it midday and then or during?
I haven't decided.
Okay. Anyway, so star October 2nd as Oakey Alley Day. At some way shape.
We're giving out free soy sauce.
Packets. Soy sauce.
Packets.
Yeah.
I got a whole drawer full.
Okay. Anything else for the good of the cause? Okay. We'll call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.